Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Oh, hey there. What's up? Welcome to Side Hustle School. This is your host, Chris Guillebeau, here with another episode of Failure Friday. Failure Friday, a fun weekly segment we do. It's kind of like our Throwback Thursday segment, where you get to hear directly from a side hustler who has struggled to get something off the ground. Well, that's today. Not Throwback Thursday is just like, hey, here's an update. Failure Friday, that's today, a collection of short stories about mistakes, missteps, disasters, and of course, failure. I think, you know, what ties them together is you get to hear directly from this side hustler. That's where it started. And in today's segment, they're going to tell you a short story of something that went very wrong. The stories tend to vary a bit. They often begin with an idea or an assumption. And then what happens when that assumption or idea meets reality? You know, often we have an idea to do something, but we don't really understand what it's really going to be like. And what are the positive and negative effects or impacts, you know, of turning that idea into action, which I think is good. But in doing so, we gain some experience, we gain some knowledge that we can then apply to perhaps our next project or towards improving this project or just doing something entirely different. So it's really fun to look at the mistakes. And I try to share a lot of my mistakes along the way as well. Today, though, you're going to hear from Emma. Emma's from Santa Barbara. Let's hear from Emma about her unsuccessful attempt to become a professional Instagrammer, or an influencer, if you will, which ended with her quitting the platform altogether. So she wanted to go pro. She ended up walking away from it completely. So let's let Emma tell the story.
Hi there. My name is Emma, and I'm a big dreamer. I've always loved fashion, beauty, and all things social media. So when I thought about the idea of becoming an influencer, I jumped at the chance. I had always wanted to do something creative, and this seemed like the perfect fit. How hard could it be, right? It all started when I decided to finally take the leap and start a new Instagram account with the goal of getting sponsored. I mean, everyone else was doing it, so why not me? Or so I thought. I had always been interested in fashion and beauty, so I thought I could use that as a way to gain a following. So I started posting and posting and posting. I spent hours curating my feed, making sure each photo was perfect, and commenting on lots of other people's posts, as you're supposed to do. I was convinced that I was going to be the next big thing. And then it finally happened. I got my first paid collaboration, which was just $150, but I was so excited. I thought it was gonna be my big break, but as you might guess, that's definitely not what happened. The collaboration was a total flop. The product didn't fit me properly and the photos came out looking terrible. Company wasn't happy, and neither was I. I had put so much time and effort into this, and it just didn't pay off. I was devastated. I felt like I had failed and that all my hard work had gone to waste. But then I realized that this wasn't what I wanted to do with my life. I didn't want to spend hours every day trying to perfect my Instagram feed just to get a few likes and maybe a paid collaboration. So I decided to walk away. I deleted my new account and started focusing on other things. I realized that I didn't need to be an influencer to be happy. I was content with just being me. In the end, I didn't become the next big influencer, but I learned a lot about the industry and about myself. I discovered that my true passion was in creative writing and storytelling, so I decided to pursue that instead. Looking back, I realized that my failed influencer journey was just a stepping stone to something bigger and better. And who knows, maybe one day I'll return to it with a new perspective. But for now, I'm just happy to be doing what I love and sharing my stories with the world. I learned that sometimes things don't go as planned, and that's okay. I also learned that it's important to listen to your own voice and do what makes you happy. So if you're considering becoming an influencer, just remember, it's not all fun and games. But hey, on the bright side, you'll at least have a good Instagram feed to show for it.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Emma, I really appreciate that honesty, that candor. Thank you so much for sharing your story. And to Emma and everyone, never confuse a single defeat with a final defeat. That is the theme of Failure Friday. It's like a good theme for life as well, because, you know, things are going to come along and kind of knock you down or make you feel discouraged or defeated in some way. But there's always something else out there for you. You just got to keep trying, not always the same thing, but trying something new. So that's my encouragement. Again, thanks, Emma, for sharing the story. Listeners, if you've got a question or an update about your hustle, sidehustleschool.com/questions. You can listen to the podcast wherever you like to listen to podcasts. Could be Apple Podcasts, could be Spotify, could be directly on the website, could be some other service, whatever you prefer. It's all completely free, and there's a new episode every day. My name is Chris Guillebeau. You're listening to Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.